Hi, Joe. How's your day going?
Good. How you doing?
I'm doing well. I appreciate you asking. So Lulu wanted me to get on the line. Of course, she wants me to get you the details of the service, how it works, and what's included, and, of course, answer any questions that you have. Also, to apply a reduced rate here, being that it's a young company. Now, did you have any questions for me at this point other than the price?
Not really, actually. No, I think I'm good. It's just really, yeah, basically coming down to price. That's it.
Yeah, I know Lulu does a pretty good job of outlining the basics of our service. And the best part about it is you get calls directly to you. So you're not paying for a lead or chasing that lead down. And people won't even need to already know the name of your company to find you. But when they do a search for your services, you'll be one of those top options and get those calls. You're going to be looking at a flat rate here, the exact amount of $199.00. It would bill once a month for that exact amount. Of course, there's no taxes or fees or lead fees. You're not paying for leads. You're just getting those calls directly to you. Now, we're going to do a website for you so the people who call you will have made an educated decision. They know you do what they're looking for. They will have seen even photos of your work. So it's a very high conversion rate with the calls that you get. And, of course, no matter how many calls you get or jobs you do, it would just be that flat rate. Now, that is a fixed rate. It'll never go up. It's kind of a promotional rate for a young company, but it's not an introductory rate, so it'll never balloon up on you. As long as you use the service, that reduced rate will stay with you. Now, I'm sure you've got questions for me, but at least on the surface, is that something that you would want for your business at this point?
Yeah, so basically if somebody were to type in, you know, the keywords under Google, I would be coming up. Is that what that is?
Correct. For any of the services that you provide, you're not going to be limited by keyword or search phrase. What we're going to do is create the almost 70 different directories that Google indexes when someone does a keyword search. So the companies that pop up on the first page, they're not there because they've been doing it the longest or have the biggest company or do the best job in town. They are on that first page, though, because they've got the content that relates to that particular search, more content above and beyond their competitors. So whether it's known to the public or unknown, we will create that content. So for really any of the services, I know you do power washing, you do home remodeling, water damage, smoke damage, whatever you most want to be found for, and even those other services you're willing to provide, we'll be talking about those services on all those directories and on the website as well. So you can get calls for any and all of those services. Big jobs or small, you're not paying a percentage of your profits or anything like that. It's easier to budget for than a lead-based service. Obviously, with leads, you pay for the lead, and depends on how many leads you get and how much each lead costs. With this, it's just that flat rate. A lot easier to budget for. You're also going to reach a much larger target audience. Lulu did attach the Angie's profile here. More people use Google than use Angie by a big number. So if you're able to provide those services and take on more work, this is going to get you out there for people that need your services. Is it just you doing the work, or do you have like a helper or a crew?
Yeah, no, I have helpers for my services, and I got crews for my roofing.
Gotcha. Yeah, I was looking at decks, painting, roofing, gutters, concrete services, etc. So there's a lot of things.
Yeah, so right now, though, yeah, exactly. But my bread and butter is definitely power washing, roofing, and storm damage, because we do a lot, especially in North Carolina, a lot of my roofs will come through insurance storm damage just because of all the weather down here. But yeah, those are definitely, I would say my main services would be, like, if I had to rank them, it'd be like power washing, roofing, storm damage, painting, carpentry, and gutter cleaning.
Gotcha. So we can focus on those, but like I said, the content can also talk about the other things that you do as well. Now, when we get your phone ringing, is the number that we're speaking on, I mean, it seems like it is the business number, right? This is the number you would want your customers to call, or I noticed a different number.
Yeah, the 919-441-6152.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And yep. It's also yep. a good number for us to reach you as well, right?
Yes.
Perfect. Is it a smartphone? Can you receive text messages on this number?
Yeah. Yeah, okay. It's an iPhone.
Oh, it is good. Yeah, like I said, you're going to get calls directly to you. Everything has the click-to-call feature. Your customers or potential customers will be calling you directly. Now, the website that we'll build will also have, like, a contact form on it, so they can tell you where they're located, what they want to have done, when they would want you to come out. When they fill out that form, you'll get a text message as well as an email, so, Joe, you'll always know right away when someone is trying to contact you, whether they're calling you directly, as they most often will, or reaching out to you through your website. It's still a flat rate. You're not paying extra for those leads either. Anything they do type into that form, though, will repopulate right on your tracking and your reporting system, so you know how much work you're getting, where it's coming from, even who to follow up with. Did you have any questions for me at this point?
So if we go, if we move forward with this, how long does it take to get up and running to where I'll start generating business?
That's a great question. So we are doing a number of things. They all have a little bit of a different time frame. So your website's going to take us about 3 or 4 business days for us to create it. The content on all those destinations and directories will also be created in that time frame. So we'll get you PIN verified on Google and Bing so that Google will recognize you as an active business in the local area. That might take maybe 5 or 10 business days, worst case scenario, but the content was already going to be created. I would say that the second month is going to be better than the first because everything's already in place and kind of firing on all cylinders, but we fully do expect you to see a return on your investment in that first month. Obviously, it's a month-to-month service, so we have to get your phone ringing pretty quickly and keep it ringing to earn your business.
Absolutely, absolutely. So it's not a contract. It's a month-to-month.
Oh, no, correct. It is month-to-month. Absolutely no contract. It's completely at will. What that in fact means is that you can stop at any time for any reason, no questions asked or fees involved, and you can pause the service. If you get more work than you can take on, want to go on vacation,
gotcha.
Pause the service seasonally if necessary. But as long as you're happy and using the service, it's just going to be that flat rate, and it'll never go up on you.
Okay, great. And I have another question. When I had my business logo and cards and everything designed, he actually he never did a website for me because we never got that far.
Gotcha.
But he had a domain that could I use that same domain
yes.
that he had?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, great. Yeah.
If you already have an existing domain, we'll use that domain, especially if it's on your business card and maybe even your logo. What is the domain
it
that
is.
You would want to use? Oh, it is. Okay, so yeah, of
it's,
course we'll use
yeah,
it.
Yeah, it's www.restoreteamnc.com.
Gotcha. Okay, so we'll definitely want to use that domain. What we'll do, of course, the initial construction of the website will be included. The hosting, maintenance, and even updating of the website will be included as well. So as we send you new jobs, you can send us new photos, videos even, and we can update that content. There would never be any additional cost for that.
Okay, great. And, you know, I have a ton of photos on Angie's
sure.
list, you know, along with a ton of reviews. Can you use those photos?
I did see that, yeah. You do have a lot of photos on Angie's. Yeah, we can pull those photos right off of the Angie's, make it easy for you and easy for us. Absolutely.
That would be great.
Okay. And we can also, have a link to your Angie page right on your website if you wanted us to. So then anything that
yeah.
you've got working for you, perfect. Anything you've got working
yeah,
for you now.
I do have like, yeah.
You've
yeah. Yeah. I do have like
28 5-star
yeah.
reviews. Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Yeah.
Perfect. And then I did see on Angie's there's a physical address, but correct me if I'm wrong. Your business is service-based, meaning you only ever go out to the customer, right? There's no physical location,
right.
no brick
exactly.
and mortar.
Right, exactly, yep.
So the 2644 Sheffield, is that your residence?
Yep, exactly.
Okay, yeah. So Google knows that most service-based businesses are run from the home, kind of run out of the truck. They wouldn't want to list your home address. Of course, they wouldn't want anyone to drive out there and try to knock on your door any more than you would.
Right, exactly.
Especially since you're out in the field most days anyway. That's exactly. Google's main concern. They want someone to be able to call someone and have someone answer. If it is a showroom or location, they want obviously people to be there in the hours that they say that they'll be open. So you'll just be listed city and state, not even a zip code, and certainly not that physical street address. And then,
gotcha.
Like I was saying, you're going to get direct phone calls, but when someone fills out the contact form on your website, you do get a text message. You also get an email. As far as the email address goes, if it's a business email, we will list it physically on the website for people to see. If it's more of a personal email, it would be hidden. No one would need to see it, but it would still be attached to the contact form. And then for longer pieces of information and something we want you to have for your records, from time to time we'll email some things out to you. Joe, what is a good email address either for you or for the business?
Yeah, so I have a business address or business email, and it's Joseph Joseph at restoreteamnc.com.
Perfect. Gotcha. And then Joseph, what is your last name, sir?
Moroni. Moroni.
And then, like I said, Mr. Moroni, we do use phone, text, and email. That's usually the method most appropriate for the information we're trying to get out to you. But did you have a preference as to how we contact you, any of those, all of those?
You mean the customer? Or?
Your customers, like I said, your customers will be calling you directly unless they're filling out the contact form. But when we reach out to you, you know, we use phone, we use text, we use email.
Yeah, you can use all of it. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter to me. Yeah, all of them is fine.
Great. There's going to be a little bit of a redundancy built in, meaning if we call you, we don't reach you, we'll leave a message, send a text, and certainly, you know, for the things we want you to have for your records, we'll always email things out to you. And then if you don't have any other questions for me at this point, Mr. Moroni, I would do two things. One, I would take a look at what we call our client interview calendar. That would be to schedule the follow-up call with our technician. We will want to talk to you even in more depth about the services you want to provide, where you want to provide those services, mission statement, motto, tagline, slogan if you've got one, what's unique about your business if you would want to be branded as knowledgeable, trustworthy, client satisfaction, job one, that type of thing. Of course, you do not need to be in front of a computer for that particular call. The other thing that I'm required to do, because we are Google partners, is to read what's called a voice verification, Joe. It does get recorded through the computer. It attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you, so you know that it is a month-to-month service, that you can stop at any time, that we are reducing the cost of the service, waiving your setup fee, and even including the website for you at no additional cost. Now, Mr. Moroni, the voice verification is recorded, but you can stop me at any time if you have a question or want me to clarify the intent of my question. It is, however, pretty straightforward. I'm actually required to read it before I can even ask you for any form of payment, but if everything makes sense at the end, we can move forward from there. Is that fair?
Okay. Yes.
All right, and give me just one quick second here then. Let's get that set up. Okay, so it reads as follows. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification, Mr. Moroni. This part of the call will in fact be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you. It says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order for the sake of the recording this time, can you please restate the name of your business as you want it to appear online?
Restore team.
Perfect. And that's exactly how I have that. And then, Joe, please state your name and your official title within the business.
Joseph Moroni, owner.
Okay. And Mr. Moroni, as the owner of Restore Team, you are then, of course, authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of your business, right?
Yes.
Of course, you make all the decisions for your company. And then for the billing information that you will be using for our services, Joe, are you also an authorized user on that account as well?
Yes.
Okay. Then, Mr. Maroney, it does say to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign, since it is our job to make sure that the people in your service area who need your services are, in fact, able to contact you. For that reason, we specifically request that you do, in fact, agree to be receptive and responsive in a timely fashion to phone calls, emails, and text messages coming from both my company and from your potential customers. Joseph, of course, you would agree to that, right?
Yes.
Perfect. And as long as you answer the phone, Mr. Maroney, I think you're going to do very well with this service. Now, it does say in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, we do ask that you will continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. So, of course, it is month to month. Anything new that you don't have already. So we're not saying that you cannot hire someone else, although you definitely will not need to. We are, though, just saying if you do decide to create, to have someone who you think might create content for your business online, we ask that you at least let us know so we can make sure that your business information is always accurate, current, and consistent. Mr. Maroney, that's fair enough, right?
Yes.
Perfect, yeah. We're going to do what's called a NAPW audit. It does stand for name, address, phone number, and website. Like I said, we will be the ones to create that website. And, of course, we'll make sure that no physical address appears for the business online. We do that audit in the beginning, and we do it periodically, too. But if anything new comes along, it's just a good idea to let us know so we can make sure that all of that information is always accurate. Now, with all of the reductions in the cost that I was able to apply, meaning waiving your setup fee, reducing the cost of the service, with it being a month-to-month service and the website included, this next part reads as follows. It says your payment for the initial term, including the setup fee, which I'm actually going to waive, will be charged today, the 10th of August, in the very reduced total amount of just $199.00. Now, Joseph, that $199 is both a fixed rate as well as a flat rate, which means it will never go up, not at any time, not for any reason, not even by a penny. It is, in fact, an exact amount, meaning no taxes or fees or surcharges of any kind. Of course, there's no lead fees whatsoever. The calls come directly to you. This does include content on Google, Bing, all the additional relevant directories, as well as voice-activated searches like Google Home, Amazon Alexa, Siri on a smartphone, etc. And in this case, we'll also be including a Google-compliant, mobile-optimized, and conversion-driven website. Joe, that website is, again, included at no additional cost, which does mean that we will build it, host it, maintain it, and even update it for you, included at no additional cost. When the term is completed, the agreement would be set to automatically renew with recurring billing on the 10th of the month and that same exact reduced rate of $199.00. And again, that rate will never go up. It is, as I mentioned, a month-to-month service, completely at will, no contract, which again means you can stop at any time for any reason, no questions asked or fees involved. You can pause the service as well if you need to go on vacation, if you've got more work than you can take on, if you want to pause the service seasonally, you can do so by simply contacting our client support team. All that we do request to prevent charges to the next month of service is you would contact our client support team at least 3 days before your billing date. That, Joseph, is simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. Mr. Maroney, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay. And then, Joe, that does, in fact, conclude the voice verification. Mr. Maroney, that first payment, is that going to be on a MasterCard, Visa, American Express, or Discover? What does work best for you, sir?
It's a Visa.
And on that particular card, is it your name, the business name, or both?
Both.
Both. And for you, is it Joseph Maroney, Joe, any middle initial? How does it appear?
Yeah, it's Joseph P. Maroney.
You said P like Paul, not T like Tom, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Actually, my middle name is Paul.
My first name is Paul. You might have picked up on that. And then
you
said it was a Visa card. That should start with a 4. All Visa cards do. I'm actually ready for that number whenever you are, sir.
It's 4741. 6640-0359-6193.
And then the expiration month and year?
727.
07 of 2027, and then the last three digits on the back of that card?
813.
So I've got 813, 813 on the back, July, or 07 of 2027 for the expiration date. And then, Joe, the card itself, was it 4741-4640-359-6193?
Let me read it back to you. It's 4741 6640-0359-6193.
Gotcha. Okay, so it's 6640. And then does that bill at the 2644 Sheffield Street 27539?
Yes.
It does. Okay.
Yeah.
So in about a minute here, you're going to receive a confirmation email through our automated system. It does have our client support phone number as well as the hours of operation on there. But if you do have a pen handy, I'd be more than happy to give you that information now.
And this is for what again? The customer service?
Yeah, for customer service or client support. Exactly.
Sure. What is it?
It's 877-635-6225. Again, 877-635-6225. And then it is simply option one or extension one to reach a live client support agent. You can reach a live client support agent Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. That is Eastern Time. You can, of course, email 24/7. Joe, if you email the support team, they'll follow up with you within the following business day. The email address is simply support@localsplash.com. Now, you will receive all that information by way of email in about a minute. You'll also receive an additional email. The first month's invoice will be emailed out to you separately. There's going to be a link on the invoice email to the written terms and conditions. That's everything that we did just go over in the voice verification provided for you in writing. You'll also receive that link by direct text message. And when you receive either the email or the text, just let me know. I did want to walk you through a couple of things there. The only other order of business on my end is to schedule the follow-up call with our technician. Again, you do not need to be in front of a computer for that particular call. It is just a little bit late, and it looks like they're booked out anyway for the 6 o'clock today. That's the last one. But tomorrow, it looks like, with just maybe one exception, anything between 10 a.m. and 6 p.m., we do schedule by the hour, but the call takes about 25 or 30 minutes, so it would get to you a few minutes after the top of the hour, get you off the phone about a half hour after that. Did you want something mid-morning, afternoon, or as late as possible?
Yeah, like 11 a.m. would be good.
11? Okay. We're going to schedule it from 11 until 12. The call itself would, like I said, take about 25 or 30 minutes. And if I am available in between phone calls, let me just one second here. If I'm available when our client interview technician is ready to make that phone call, I'll be part of that call as well, at least in the very beginning, just to kind of introduce you to your technician and answer any questions you might have before handing it over to them. I don't get a lot of advance notice, and I don't know if it's going to be 11:05, 11:10, but if I am on a call already, they will call you on their own. Of course, they'll have the file and do a very good job of taking care of you. Just in case I'm not on that call, or I guess even if I am, I did want to just put a little bit of added security here on your account, just a question and an answer. Anyone who calls us, Joe, and says that they are with Restore Team, even if it is you and we recognize your voice, we're still going to ask you to give us the answer to the security question. More importantly, anyone who calls you and tells you that they are with Google or with Local Splash, they will, of course, need to know my name, which is Paul Gordon. They'll also need to know both the answer and the question. Your options here are the city you were born in or your first pet's name, Which of those would you want for your security question?
The city I was born in was Warren, W-A-R-R-E-N.
Okay. I have to type it in twice. But you are all set there. And then did you happen to receive either the text message or the automated email? You did. Okay.
Yep.
So either the text or the email should allow you to click
on
the link. Yeah. And then if you click on the link, it is hyperlinked to the local Splash Terms of Experience. It talks about the services we'll be providing on the left-hand side, beginning with Google Business Profile Optimization. Do you see that?
Yes, I see it.
Okay, perfect. So, of course, Google is everyone's main focus. It's ours as well, but we want you to also be found by the almost 1 out of 10 that will choose Bing instead of Google, so we'll mirror the content on Bing, Apple Search. You know, it's not just Google, Bing, and Yahoo. It is, like I said, almost 70 different directories. We are going to create the content for you, the website and everything else. I don't want to walk you through everything here. But if you scroll all the way down, there's a long line that goes all the way across. Above it, there is a small box. It says, I certify that I'm the authorized holder and signer of the card. We do want you to click on that box. And then in the longer box below the line, that's where you either copy and paste your name as it appears or type it in. If you copy and paste, just be careful to not copy a space before or after. If you are typing it in, it is case sensitive. The middle initial of P is there, but there is not a period after the P. But once you've got Joseph P. Maroney as it appears in that box, click the confirm signature box just below it. That's going to do a few things. First of all, of course, it lets us know that you know that it's month to month, that we've reduced the cost of the service, waived the setup fee, that we've included the website for you. It will also allow us to release the Google PIN card to verify that you are indeed an active business in the local area, and to do the initial NAPW audit. So it's an important step in the process. Looks like you've already gotten that, and it's asking you for a username and password, right?
Right.
Okay. You can actually stop right there. The reason you're seeing that, it's coming from the same dashboard portal that you'll be using very soon to access your tracking and reporting. The automated system thinks both that your tracking system is already active and that you're trying to access it, neither of which is true at this point. We do need to do your client interview first for us to create that content for there to be something to track. But in the next day or so after we do your client interview tomorrow, you'll receive by text and email both your username and a default password. You can change the password once you log in. I can actually give you the username because that has been created. The password is not, but the username cannot be changed. It is thankfully easy to remember. It's just the number that we're speaking on. Area code is included, but it's just numbers, so no dashes, spaces, or parentheses. Your username is 919-441-6152. In any correspondence to the support at localsplash.com email address, please do include either your username or your phone number. In this case, they're basically the same thing. Anything and everything can be sent there, and we'll just forward it out to the right department. Now, when we do the client interview tomorrow, they'll also give you photos at Local Splash, PHOTOS, photos at localsplash.com. If you like, you can email the photos team directly. So at 10 o'clock tomorrow, our automated system will send you an email reminder that the call is scheduled in that 11 o'clock hour. I did also just send you a calendar invite. The calendar invite is really just for your records. You do not need to respond to it, but it does say Local Splash CIENG. That stands for client interview to be conducted in English, and then it does have your username, your name, and then your phone number. Now, you'll also receive, and it looks like the system did send out already the welcome email with the client support information that I gave you earlier, and then there is also an additional email. It says, action needed pictures for Google verification. Now, it's a good thing, but it is definitely the case that Google is making the verification process a little bit more comprehensive. They want to make sure that the businesses that are on that first page are indeed both local businesses, but also someone who will answer the phone and provide those services. Now, there's a link on there, and you can send photos through that link. It doesn't have to be everything on there, but anything that you can send would help us out, not just with the Google verification process, but stuff if you want us, we can put on your website too. Any tools or equipment, the work vehicle. Is the business itself licensed and insured?
Yes.
It is. Okay, so that information, if you have a business card, logo, all of that does help, like I said, not only for us to be Google compliant and meet what Google wants to see, but also for us to start putting your website together. Now, you're all set and squared away on my end. Like I said, you'll get that call in that 11 o'clock hour tomorrow. I did want to be the first to say welcome aboard. Pretty excited to get this going for you. Looking forward to getting that website up and, of course, to earning your business just 1 month at a time. Like I said, if I am in between phone calls, and I hope that I am when our technician calls you tomorrow in that 11 o'clock hour, I'll be speaking with you then. But if not, you take care. We'll talk to you soon. And I definitely appreciate your kindness in taking this phone call.
All right, man. I just have one question for you real quick.
Sure, of course.
I was kind of flipping through Instagram yesterday, and I noticed a really cool thing that they had out. And it was this car that you can buy. It's not expensive. I think it was like $30 or $40. And what it is, it's a Google review card. And what it is basically when they scan it, it brings you them right up to, you know, your basically what you guys are creating for me.
Okay.
And,
yeah.
So they don't have to like go on the computer. So people who are not like great with that, literally they basically just put the card with the phone.
Goes right where it needs to go.
Yeah, and they can just hit the star rating right there. But that's basically what you're creating for me, right? The Google.
Right. The Google Business Profile, sometimes called the Knowledge Panel. It's basically like a virtual or digital brochure for your business. I can send you the link that goes directly to the review tab of your Google listing as well. So that way, in any emails you want to send out to satisfied customers, you can email that link out as well. I didn't know that through Instagram they've got a clickable or scannable code on there. But, you know, that's something that I'll have to find out if we're including or if we offer it as a separate thing. There are other things, other bells and whistles. I don't think you'll need any of them or all of them, but things like, voice recording, professional voice recording, if you want us to do that for like your voicemail and things like that, we can offer those types of services. Our technician might talk to you about some of those other things, but like I said, this is the most budget-friendly way to cover your service area, everything that you're going to need really to get your phone ringing, and we are excited to get that going for you.
Okay, great.
All right, Joe. I appreciate your time and taking the call, especially this late in the day. We're looking forward to speaking in that 11 o'clock hour tomorrow.
All right. Thank you very much.
I appreciate you, Joe. You have a great rest of the evening. Oh, I wanted to ask you, everything's going out officially to Joseph P., but do you prefer Joe?
Yeah, it doesn't matter. I mean, I like my professional name to be, you know, Joseph, but people can call me Joe. That's fine.
I was only going off of what Lulu had on there. She's real personable, I'll say. She's super friendly, and she had you down as Joe, so I was calling you Joe half the time at least. But I'll just leave it at Joseph then, and we'll address you as such.
Thank you. All right. Yeah, that's perfect.
All righty. I appreciate you, Joseph. Mr. Maroney, you take care. You have a great rest of the night, sir.
Thank you. You too.
Thanks a lot. Take
Bye-bye.
Care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.